Yeah, and well, he should.
Yes, he should.
You know, that would mean, and I'd help him co-write it, but that means both of us would actually have to learn how to write. Yeah, but it's never too late, you know.
No,
but that is, he's so much fun, and he has been an incredible role model for our folks as well. So tell us, besides the fact that you're doing all this visiting, what's going on that brings you to our lovely little town of Pensacola, Florida, all the way from New York, New York?
Well, you know, our magazine, the publication, is 12 years old come March, and from the very beginning, as a PGA of America diverse supplier, it's been my goal to bring news, information, and great articles and profile features on destinations and individuals to as many people as we can, currently reaching right now 80,000 readers every quarter with the magazine. So we feature these great destinations, and Pensacola was one I had never visited. It's just like a hidden secret, a little gem somewhere in a corner of the South, but everyone needs to know about it, and I'm going to make sure that happens.
Well, I'm sure the boys from Par 4 Charities and Adrian Stills have been sharing with you, and I'm not sure if we're supposed to keep this under wraps, but after all, I'm in the media. It's my job to break stories here. Adrian, of course, now I play virtually every year in the Par 4 Charities Summer Golf Classic. It's one of the best tournaments, 36 holes, stroke play. Can we go ahead and have you been informed of all of the exciting developments that they've been working with the Pensacola Sports Association and Adrian Stills and the Advocates Tour on doing?
Well, I know they've got a big surprise they're going to announce very soon, and it's surrounding their upcoming anniversary,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to be exciting, and I'm looking forward to supporting them 110%.
Okay, so I guess I don't get to break this story here. All right, well, I'm going to be seeing those boys in about an hour, Billy Brent, Pete Strong, Walter Wallace, Calvin Washington, and all that great crew of my brethren in the Par 4 Charities Club. And I am looking forward to seeing them, and I am really excited and ready to make that announcement when the time comes appropriately on what they're going to be doing, because it's going to be great. It's great not just for Par 4 Charities, for local golf, for minority golf. It's just great news for everyone.
Absolutely, and we're going to carry a full feature profile of everything that happens. So be sure to let everyone know they can tune in online at our website. It's AfricanAmericanGolfersDigest.com.
And you've had this website now, you said, 12 going on 13 years?
The publication is coming up on 12 years in March.
Well, that is fantastic. Well, DeBert, we appreciate you so much taking the time to join us here on ESPN Pensacola. Coming and visiting our little burg, are you going to be coming back to see us again very soon?
Absolutely. You know, and it looks like it's going to be next June when the Par 4 brothers are going to be doing something again.
Well, fantastic. Well, when you come back, I expect you to take a little time, come in the studio on my golf show. We have a one-hour golf show every Monday, The Drive, on ESPN Pensacola, and I will look forward to having you on as my very special guest in studio. Sound good?
That's so cool. Thank you so much.
Ms. Cook, thank you so much. Have a great day. DeBert Cook, by the way, the publisher of African American Golfers Digest. Go to AfricanAmericanGolfersDigest.com.